It is
both of ours.
Okay. And if it belongs to them, you would say
it's theirs.
If it belongs to him, you would say
it's his.
And to her,
it's hers.
Okay. People have come to visit you and they are about to leave. You say to them, what? Come back again. How would you say that?
Say, y'all come back again.
All right. would have been disappointed if you wouldn't have said that, Lucille. Now, if somebody has been to a party and started to leave and you were asking about their wraps, you would say, where are
y'all's wraps?
Okay. Asking about people at a party, you would say, as to who had been there, you might ask, now you want to know who's been to the party. So how would you ask that?
Who's been to the party?
Okay. Now there are children that belong to more than one family there. You want to ask about them and you want to find out whose children are they. How would you ask that?
Whose children are they?
Okay. When you're asking about the remarks of a speaker and you want to know what he said, how would you ask that?
What did he say?
Okay. Now you're talking about some people who must look out for them, for after themselves. No one else is going to look out for them. You say, if no one else will look out for them, they've got to look out for
themselves.
Okay. If no one else will do it for him, you'd say he had better do it
by himself.
Okay. What is made, now we're going to go back to eating a little bit, Lucille. Mm. What is made of flour baked in loaves?
Loaf bread.
Loaf bread. Okay. When it is made to rise with yeast, would you call it something different? What would you call it?
Pounds of bread.
What is it?
Pounds of bread.
All right. Do you want to describe that for me, please?
A pound of bread is just made out into one pound. One great big pound, you shape it up round and put it in the pan and let it rise up into a pound.
And that has yeast in it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you make that very much?
Not often.
Okay. It's not the kind you're best at?
No, ma'am.
Is that it, Lucille?
No, ma'am. I'm best at the straight flour.
Uh-huh. I see. Well, I know you're very good at biscuits. That I do know. All right, other kinds of bread made of flour. Can you tell me how those would be prepared or the shapes of them and what you would call them? Any other kinds of bread made of this flour and without
yeast? Besides of biscuits, you can make biscuits and hoe cakes. You can cook hoe cakes in a skillet, an iron skillet, and cook them real slow. And you turn them over as they brown until they soak. And they're real good. And you can make a hoe cake. Just pat it out in a pan and set it in the oven and let it brown like you do the biscuit. And that's the hoe cake.
All right, and that's made of
flour.
Flour without yeast.
Yes,
hoe cake. All right. What other kinds of bread might there be not in loaves? Can you think of any other kinds?
No.
Any special kinds?
Biscuits.
Well, besides biscuits, perhaps. Do you make any others for anybody in particular who likes a certain kind that you might make?
I like wheat bread.
Well, tell me about that.
Wheat bread is like when you take the wheat to the mill and grind it. And that second, it's dark. It's just like flour, but it's dark. Have you ever seen it? Well, some people call it ground bread.
Ground bread?
Ground bread.
Oh.
And it looks just like wheat bread, only it's white, but it's dark. It's real dark. And you have to use